All right, the album show continues right here on WJR. We are still taking in the success was Live Golf Michigan. And you go back to January when the announcement was made that in late August, Live Golf is going to come here and have their team championship. And you're thinking, okay, this sounds interesting. And I would imagine you have an event like this. It was a rather large undertaking for the amazing staff at St. John's, the Cardinal. Let's talk about it. Happy to have with us Mr. Kevin Doyle. Kevin is the COO, Pulte Family Charitable Foundation, and he truly oversees everything St. John's. Kevin, how are you?
Well, I'm feeling great. Thank you for having me on. And our team had a great week and a successful weekend. So we're all a little tired, but we're excited after being able to showcase our property off to the community and the broader world.
Well, let's start there, Kevin, because I've had the pleasure of playing the Cardinal a few times, and to see it on TV, it was unbelievable. Really, it just jumped off that screen, didn't it?
Yeah, I got to be honest. I've been nervous for a while, right? We knew how good it looked in person, but I've never had a course like that on TV. Is it going to look as good on TV as it did in person? And it did, and we got a lot of compliments on it. That's a huge testament to Kevin Peck and his staff that over on the grounds team.
You know, Kevin, take us back to January when the announcement was made that Liv Golf was going to set up shop at your fine place in late August. Obviously, a lot of I's to dot, T's to cross. Exactly how involved, and I would imagine they were quite involved, was Liv in helping you and your team put this thing together?
They were quite involved, as was their event management company that they hired to run the tournament, Outlier, who runs a few other professional tournaments in Michigan. But you know, they're a young league, young organization, but they've got pretty seasoned executives that know how to do this. And so they gave us, you know, they gave our grounds team their playbook. They gave our team what they were looking for within the building, and then it was up to us to really work with them for the next, you know, however many months to get the place ready. And I can tell you they were incredibly complimentary every step of the way, and especially last week, which was really rewarding for us to hear.
You know, I got to tell you, our program Spin on Golf, we do here Sunday nights from 6 to 7 on WJR, has originated throughout this season, Kevin, at your fine Irish pub, Doyle's. Well, there's the name right there. and you got a wonderful staff there. You know, I truly enjoy, especially in this day and age, Kev, people that enjoy their jobs. That being said, I thought that was one of the things that stood out to me once I got to the entrance to yesterday's event. Everybody was so enthused to have you there. And you felt welcomed immediately, and that kind of helps you have a good time.
That's right. Well, that's what hospitality is about. And we've got a fantastic team. We've got a lot of people who are really bought into the mission of what we're trying to do with St. John's and how it can make the world a better place through our foundation's mission. And you know, I at the end of the event yesterday, we had our assistant director of sales, who I watched her bussing tables, you know, in Club 54 over on the 18th green.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how much everyone was getting their hands in and doing anything they could to be supportive to the team.
Well, you know, anybody who's ever been to a wedding at your fine establishment knows the high quality that goes in. And I think it should be noted, and I'm going to do it right now, Kev. You guys never rest on your laurels there. I mean, there's always work to be done. There's always folks to impress, so to speak.
No, we don't. I mean, we even said this week, as we're having what's certainly been the biggest event since we took ownership in 2021. And, you know, our mantra was, we're just getting started. We're not stopping here. Now that we've showed what this place is capable of, we're excited to do more of these sort of events in the future.
Now, doing the show last night from your beautiful pro shop, we heard some rumblings that there is a chance for Liv to come back next season. Is there an announcement you'd like to make, Kevin Doyle?
There's no announcement at this point in time. I mean, they were an outstanding partner to work with. We would certainly welcome them back if it can make sense for everybody in the future. And And I think every fan that came through, I shouldn't say every, I think 99.9% of the fans that came through over this weekend felt the way that you did, and that it was a great experience. Some were surprised just how fun of an experience it was. And so I think there are discussions to be had in the coming weeks, and it would be great to see them come back in the future, though.
You know, the course itself, the Cardinal just went through that amazing redo, Kev, opened last year. And for the players to compliment it, because they've played on tracks all over the world. I know Ian Poulter, middle of last week, said, here's the thing. You keep it in the fairway. You keep it playable. You're going to be fine. He found it to be extremely fair and very well designed. And I think that sentiment was echoed for the majority of the playing field yesterday and throughout the weekend.
Yeah, that was the consistent feedback that we heard, even privately, was how complimentary the players were, and that, you know, they may not always share negative comments publicly, but they certainly would be willing to share them privately, and they didn't have any to share. And so we knew it wasn't a 7,800 yard course. It's a shorter course for some of these guys, but the design and the condition of the course made it just an excellent course for a match play tournament like this. And I think that's exactly what fans saw, right down to the drama of the two-pole playoff.
Well, yeah, and that was a nice bonus golf, and it was quite a weekend for John Rahm, that's for darn sure. But, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, Kevin, I think the greens at the Cardinal proved to be a hell of a lot more challenging to these LIV players than I thought it would going in. Do you agree with that?
I do agree, and as a not very good 18 handicap golfer, I think that was nice to see a little bit. That it turns out it's not just me that has trouble playing on those greens.
All right, so over the last few months, again, since the announcement was made in January, what is the thing, Kevin Doyle, that's going to stand out in your mind now that the event has come and gone?
I probably could never explain how surreal it was to look at a place that we just poured so much time in an effort into over the last few years, transforming it to be exactly what it was this past week, and watching, you know, watching LIV Golf, a global organization like that, come and take it over and use it, you know, to its fullest potential. And knowing how that is going to impact both the future of St. John's and the future of the mission that we use St. John's to support. I mean, that was a surreal feeling. And you know, our team worked so hard, and they did such a great job all week long, and to see them finish strong on Sunday when everyone's tired, but, you know, put in their best effort to make it the best day of the week, I think that's the other thing that really stands out, that everyone was just excited to be part of something, you know, fun and special like this.
And, you know, Kevin, it certainly showed. Congratulations again to you and the staff, and I understand you had an outing at the Cardinal this morning. Man, what a turnaround.
We did. I mean, I think there are a handful of people that really enjoyed getting the chance to play, you know, play the course like the pros played it. And now that it's over, we get the chance to start cutting that rough back, because it's pretty darn long.
Yeah, thank goodness for that, because I hope to get around out there before the snow flies, Kevin. Thank you for that.
Absolutely.
All right, we appreciate it. Kevin Doyle, COO, Poulter Family Charitable Foundation. Get yourself some rest there, my friend.
We will. Thank you so much for having me on.
All right, there you have it. Another fine conversation for you right here on the Mitch Albom Show on 760 WJR.